Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The Lindsay Clancy trial is about to get underway, and we are going to be covering it for you right here every single day. Courtroom coverage. If you want to hear audio of the courtroom, then check out our podcast, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Wherever you get podcasts, search it, find it, press subscribe, and you will be able to dig into the audio of this case every single day. And here on the YouTube channel, we are also going to be bringing you synopsis, expert analysts, breaking down what we see in that courtroom every single day. So you're in the right place. If you want to follow this case, hit subscribe right now. Amongst the many cases we cover, we got you here on this one. We'll be paying very close attention to it. And as the trial is about to begin, it's safe to say both sides agree. The prosecution agrees. The defense agrees. Lindsay Clancy killed her three children on January 4th of 2023. That is not a question this trial will answer. It's not a question anyone is even asking. 18 jurors are being seated in Plymouth Superior Courts to answer a very different question entirely. One that may not have a provable answer. Did Lindsay Clancy understand what she was doing? Not whether she did it, whether her mind at the moment she did it was functioning in a way the law can hold accountable. Whether she could appreciate that what she was doing was wrong. Whether she could have stopped herself. Those are the questions. And the honest truth is that no one in that courtroom, not the prosecutors, not the defense attorneys, not the psychiatrists, can prove what was happening inside her head on that night. But 18 people are going to be asked to decide anyway. Why don't you play the role of a juror? Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we discuss this. The links are in the description. The prosecution has a piece of evidence they believe proves Lindsay Clancy was thinking clearly that night. It's a digital trail. And when you hear what it shows, you understand why the defense hasn't been able to shake it. Lindsay Clancy was a labor and delivery nurse at Massachusetts General Hospital. She spent her career helping other mothers bring children into the world. She had three of her own. Cora was five. Dawson was three. Callan was 8 months old. On January 24th of 23, while her husband Patrick was out picking up takeout and a prescription, prosecutors allege she strangled all three with exercise bands in their Duxbury, Massachusetts home. She then allegedly cut their wrists, swallowed psychiatric medications, and jumped from a second-story window. She survived. She's been paralyzed from the waist down ever since, confined to a wheelchair at Tewksbury Hospital for more than 3 years. Cora and Dawson were pronounced dead that night. Callan held on for 3 days at Boston Children's Hospital before he died. When Patrick Clancy came home, the house was quiet. The bedroom door was locked, He found Lindsay on the ground between or below the window. Then he found the children. According to prosecutors, each child still had the exercise band tied around their neck. He removed them. He begged them to breathe. That image is going to sit in the heads of 18 jurors for 6 to 8 weeks. And both sides know it. Here's what the prosecution is building. Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Sprigg has described Lindsay Clancy as a methodical killer who executed her children one by one. The cornerstone of that case is a digital trail. Prosecutors allege Lindsay used Apple Maps on her phone to map the route to the restaurant and the pharmacy before texting Patrick to go pick up the order. She allegedly calculated how long he would be gone, how much time she had. And Sprigg's framing at the arraignment was direct. The defendant did not take advantage of the situation when her husband left the home that night. She created it. That line is the prosecution's entire theory, basically in so many words. She created it. Layer that on top of it. Unsealed court documents show investigators recovered her phone, tablets, laptops, exercise bands, a silver knife, and prescription medication bottles. Affidavits describe how Lindsay allegedly used her phone and her journal to document her mental state and her feelings about her children. Prosecutors say she also used those devices to research ways to kill. A journal entry reportedly mentioned resenting her two oldest children and wanting to feel love and connection with them. Investigators also found a search asking whether you can treat a sociopath. The jury will hear the 911 call Patrick made after he found the children. Judge William Sullivan has ruled the jury will tour the Clancy home. The witness list runs more than 200 names. Patrick Clancy, the man who lost all three of his children, is expected to be the prosecution's first witness. Patrick Clancy is also on the defense witness list. He's testifying for the defense. He's publicly forgiven his wife. He told the New Yorker in 2024, "I wasn't married to a monster. I was married to someone who got sick." He's filed his own lawsuit against Lindsay's medical providers. He's since divorced Lindsay, remarried, and moved to New York. And the jury is going to watch this man, the father of three dead children, sit in the witness box and defend the woman who killed them. That might be the single most unusual dynamic in any American murder trial in years. The prosecution puts him on first to establish the horror of what happens. The defense calls him to explain why the horror wasn't her fault. The same man, same witness stand, two completely different stories about the same woman. The prosecution has to prove something very specific under Massachusetts law, and the burden is not where most people assume it is. Remember that, because it changes everything about how this trial actually plays out. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington isn't disputing the killings. He's arguing Lindsay Clancy lacked criminal responsibility, what most people call the insanity defense. His case rests on postpartum psychosis, a rare psychiatric emergency that affects roughly 1 in 1,000 women after childbirth. It can involve hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, and a complete break from reality. The medical timeline tells a story the defense will hammer for weeks. After Callan's birth, Lindsay's mental health deteriorated. Reddington has said she was prescribed 13 different medications over a 4-month span, including Zoloft, Prozac, Klonopin, Seroquel, and Ambien. She went to the Massachusetts General Hospital emergency room on December 20th, 2022 because her suicidal thoughts were escalating. She enrolled in a partial hospitalization program at Women and Infants Hospital in Rhode Island. She voluntarily admitted herself to McLean Hospital, one of the most prestigious psychiatric institutions in the country, on New Year's Eve. She was discharged after 5 days. On January 16th, 8 days before the killing, she reportedly told providers she was hearing voices. The voices said, "You should harm the children and you should do this to yourself." 13 prescriptions sounds like a system throwing medication at a wall and hoping something sticks. The prosecution sees the same medical record differently. ADA Sprague has argued Lindsay was never on more than 4 or 5 medications at once and was taking 3 at a time at the time of the killing. all as prescribed.
Never more than three or four at once. Four or five at once. Nah, because that's great.
13 drugs cycled through over 4 months. It tells one story. And by the way, if you've never had to be on any of these medications or had anyone who was, it takes time to go on them and go off them. These aren't aspirin. Got a headache, take it, and then it's gone. It's out of your system, it's done. No, you got to build up. It takes time for them to take effect, which can be weeks or months. If you want to get off of them, if you don't like the effects, that can also take weeks or months to do it safely or effectively. What was going on here was not safe or effective at all. Ask your doctor if you can be incompetent as Lindsay Clancy's doctors. Thirteen drugs cycled in over 4 months. It tells one story. A woman in Freefall, medicated and remedicated by providers who couldn't stabilize her and couldn't communicate with each other, or chose not to. Three medications taken as directed, tells another. A stable, monitored patient making rational decisions. Same woman, same timeline, same medical file. Two completely different pictures of what was happening to her. Her civil lawsuit describes what she says happened on January 24th. Command auditory hallucinations. A male voice telling her to kill her children and then herself. Telling her it was her last chance. The defense's case fits in a single sentence. Lindsay Clancy recognized something was wrong with her. Sought help from every system available. Emergency rooms, crisis hotlines, inpatient psychiatric care. Took every medication prescribed. Communicated her worsening symptoms. And every one of those systems failed her. The machine broke. And she broke with it. Reddington saw this collision coming. He asked the court to buy Firkshire the trial. Split it into two phases. Phase one, did Lindsay Clancy commit the acts that caused her children's death? The defense would have conceded, yes. Phase two, was she criminally responsible? A separate question, weighed separately, without the emotional weight of phase one contaminating the analysis. And the court denied it because courts don't understand mental health or mental illness. And they refused to and pretend that leechings might be the next best thing. That's about where they are on understanding psychology. Both questions go to the same jury at the same time in the same proceeding. The 18 people who hear how Patrick Clancy found exercise bands around his children's necks are the same 18 people being asked to set their emotions aside and evaluate competing psychiatric testimony. Reddington made the same argument in open court during a hearing on whether to shield Patrick's 911 call and the children's photos from public view. He reminded Judge Sullivan that the killings are not in dispute. He called the prosecution's evidence plan a circus calculated, in his words, to just inflame the passions of the jury. That is a structural problem. And it's the reason this trial was designed to fail before a single witness took the stand. Under Massachusetts law, once a defense raises lack of criminal responsibility, the burden flips. The prosecution must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Lindsay Clancy was sane at the time of the killings, not that she committed the acts. Both sides agree on that. The state has to prove to a certainty beyond all reasonable doubt that she understood what she was doing and could have stopped herself. The prosecution is walking into that courtroom with Google search history and an Apple Maps screenshot, trying to outweigh a documented psychiatric emergency. ER visits, a McLean Hospital admission, hallucinations reported to medical providers, a rotating series of medications, a civil lawsuit filed against the providers who prescribed them. Sprague's argument is that the digital footprint proves rational planning. Reddington's argument is that psychosis doesn't eliminate the ability to use a phone. It eliminates the ability to understand what you're doing is wrong. And somehow 18 strangers are supposed to sort that out. This trial should never have happened. The court should have allowed Lindsay Clancy to plead. She should have been committed to a psychiatric facility for the rest of her life, which, for the record, is exactly what happens if the jury finds her not guilty by reason of insanity. She does not walk free. She gets committed, which is what she wants. It's what her husband wants. It's what all the living victims want. The outcome the defense is asking for is functionally identical to what a plea would have produced. The only difference is that 18 jurors, more than 200 witnesses, and 6 to 8 weeks of testimony now have to grind through the worst night of everyone's life to arrive at the same conclusion. A paralyzed woman gets put through it. Patrick Clancy has to relive it on a witness stand. First responders have to describe what they found when they walked into that house. And for what? So the system can reach the same destination a plea deal would have reached without any of it? A case from 25 years ago might tell us exactly how this ends, and it took two trials to get there. The insanity defense succeeds in roughly 1% of criminal cases nationally. Juries are reluctant to accept it under the best of circumstances. When children are involved, that reluctance hardens into something closer to flat-out refusal. In 2001, Andrea Yates drowned her 5 children in a bathtub during a postpartum psychotic episode in Texas. 4 out of 5 psychiatrists who examined her testified she didn't know right from wrong at the time. The jury convicted her of capital murder anyway. It took an appeal, a reverse conviction based on false expert testimony, and a second trial before a different jury acquitted her by reason of insanity in 2006. That is the case that maps onto this one. Yates took 2 lives, and the facts in Lindsey Clancy's trial are arguably more complicated. The prosecution has a digital trail that looks like planning. The defense has a medical record that looks like a system coming apart. Neither side is wrong about the evidence they're presenting. They're just asking different questions about the same set of facts. The final panel is 12 women and 6 men. In a case where the central question is whether a mother's mind broke after childbirth, 2/3 of the jury are women. Some of them will have given birth. Some of them will know what the weeks after delivery feel like. The sleeplessness, the hormonal shifts, the stretch where your own mind feels like it belongs to someone else. That experience could make them the most sympathetic jurors in the room. It could also make them the most horrified, because they can imagine being in that house in a way the 6 men on that panel never will. 51 out of roughly 90 potential jurors in Plymouth Superior Court raised their hands and flagged bias or prior knowledge of the case. Multiple potential jurors walked out of the courtroom crying during voir dire. One juror who was seated on a Monday told the judge the following day he couldn't handle serving. And those are the people who made it far enough to sit in the chair. The moment a person hears, "Mother killed 3 children," they've picked a side. Every single person in that jury pool walked in with a position, whether they admitted it under oath or not. Mothers who've experienced postpartum depression see themselves in Lindsey Clancy. And it terrifies them in a way nothing else in true crime does. People who hear 3 dead children can't get past the act itself, no matter what caused it. Both of those reactions are real, both are understandable, and neither one belongs in a deliberation room. But both will be there. Jurors are human beings, and you cannot instruct someone to stop feeling what they feel. You can read them the legal standard. You can tell them to weigh only the evidence presented. But when that deliberation room door closes, they're going to feel what they feel. That is the recipe for a hung jury. Everybody watching this case knows it. This trial is not going to answer the question it's asking. 18 people are not going to unanimously agree on what was happening inside Lindsey Clancy's mind on January 24th, 23. The prosecution will present a compelling premeditation timeline. The defense will present a devastating medical record. And somewhere in the space between those two narratives, the truth will live in a place the law has never been designed to reach. If the jury convicts, Lindsey Clancy spends the rest of her life in prison, paralyzed in a wheelchair for acts that may have been committed during a psychotic break the medical system failed to prevent. If the jury acquits by reason of insanity, she spends the rest of her life in a psychiatric facility, which is where she's been for 3.5 years already. If the jury can't agree, and that may be the most likely outcome in my opinion, the state has to decide whether to put everyone through all of this again. 3 children are at the center of everything. Cora, Dawson, Callan, 5, 3, and 8 months old. They are the reason this case exists. They are the people every system, medical, legal, familial, already failed before a single juror raised their hand. Whenever a verdict comes out of Plymouth Superior Court, it won't bring them back. It won't undo what broke inside their mother, and it won't answer the question every parent following this trial keeps asking underneath all the legal arguments and the psychiatric testimony. If the system can't catch this before it happens, what exactly is the system for? Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. This is going to be a wild ride, and we're going to go through it every single day, and we are going to report to you what goes on in that courtroom. Look forward to your feedback and your thoughts in the comment section as we do that. Links are in the description. Be sure to hit subscribe. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vest Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vest Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 Breakfast Meal Deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un Sausage McMuffin o Sausage Biscuit, Hash Brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.